Hey guys, this is the Girl Boss Life podcast, and my name is Lauren. Thanks for joining me today, listening to me today. I have been trying to stay calm. There is a lot of stressors in my life right now. I don't know what's happening this weekend. I was supposed to be going on a trip, and I don't know what's going on now, but, you know, we're just gonna be chill and stay sane. Anyways, so I hope everybody has had a wonderful past week. This is the first official episode because the last one was just the introduction of me. If you haven't gone and listened to that yet, please do so. It is only like 3 minutes long or something like that. 4 minutes, somewhere around there. But so today we're gonna talk about college and everything that surrounds college, everything of the applying process and financial aid and scholarships and majors and all of that kind of fun stuff, but also kind of mess. However, I do want to make this kind of a segment where I talk to you guys about my current favorites. So, because I have quite a few of favorite things, like, all the time, I get, like, randomly obsessed with things at certain moments in my life, but it's fine. I think we all kind of do that just because we try to find the best of the best, almost. And so, yeah. Anyways, this is my current favorites. So I think that I'm gonna try to do these in order of like my favorite to like my least favorite, almost, of my favorites. I know that sounds weird, but like anyways, so my most favorite thing recently has been this hydration gel, which I use in the morning. It basically, I put it in the fridge, and when I put it on in the morning, it's cold, and so it just makes me a lot less puffy, and it's just a great thing. And this, the one specifically that I use, is from Pixi Skin Treats. I'm almost positive that that's correct. I don't know. I got a sample of it in an Ipsy bag, and I'm absolutely obsessed. Also, I'm obsessed with Ipsy. That's not on my favorites list today, but just so you guys know. But it's the H2O skin drink, and it, I swear, it is the best thing ever. Like, because I have really, like, oily skin most of the time. However, like, when I get out of the shower, after I wash my face, and I put, I don't even know what that is called. Oh, I can't remember. Anyways, so I put this stuff on it, and it basically, like, smooths my skin out. However, it also makes it, like, really dry, and almost, like, it starts, like, cracking throughout the day. It's really weird. And so, but if I put this hydration gel stuff on it, then it doesn't do that, and it's absolutely amazing. And so sometimes I also put it on before I put my makeup on, just like things like that. So, but 10 out of 10 recommend. So, but my second thing, my second favorite, is the Urban Decay D-Slick makeup setting spray. And okay, so I just said that I was oily, and so basically this is for oil control, this specific setting spray. I love Urban Decay setting sprays anyways. I think a lot of people do. Even James Charles uses them sometimes. They're just really good setting sprays. They're really good, like, quality. I'm stupid. It's fine. Anyways, you'll pick up on little things that I do like that. I'll be like, I'm stupid anyways. And I just kind of, I'm not actually calling myself stupid, guys, I promise. But anyways. So this is, it's just a really good formula is the word that I was looking for. So I just really love it. It sets my makeup. It's absolutely amazing. I also have to use a powder, but then I feel really dry and really, like, I don't know. I get really cakey if I don't use a setting spray at the end, and I just feel dry and, like, the, like, life is being sucked out of my face. So that's not good, of course. And so I just always, I love using setting spray. So, wow, I'm doing a lot of, like, hydrating slash, like, moisturizing things today, because my third one is, oh, I am so gonna say this wrong, Biore's, or it's not Biore's, I know it's not, it's Biore's, I think. Anyways, let me know what it is, please, somebody tell me how to actually pronounce this. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can leave me a voice recording of a question or just saying the name of this. It's B-I-O-R-A-C-E. So it's like Biore's or Biore's. I don't know. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say a lot of things. But so it's the Intense Hydrating Spirulina. Maybe that's how you say it. I don't know how to say that word either. Spirulina mask. And basically, it's a face mask, and it says it soothes sensitive, dry, and tired skin, deeply absorbs and boosts moisture content of skin. And I am obsessed with this thing. It is definitely Biore's. I mean, it's gotta be. Anyways, sorry. But I absolutely love this thing. I just put one on my face the other day. I buy, like, multiple at a time because I'm so obsessed with them. Like, I cannot get over, like, how it just makes my skin feel afterwards, and just, it's just so soothing, and just, it's just so great, man. So, okay, so this is not a hydrating thing. I'm gonna do approximately 3 to 5 per episode, just so you guys know, just because I think that I will definitely have that many each time. If it ends up not being that many, then it's not, like, a huge deal to me. However, that's what I'm gonna strive for and try to give you guys each time so that, like, you can know. So, my fourth one is the Clinique Airbrush Concealer. And it's in this little, like, if you guys remember those weird, like, lip gloss things where you, like, twisted the bottom of it and it, like, came out on a brush, that's what this reminds me of, because it literally, it does that. And, but it's a concealer. So, but I don't use this every day, but if I'm doing just, like, a very simple, like, makeup, and I'm just using, if I'm not trying to be, like, heavy with my makeup, this is what I use, because it's not a heavy product, and it doesn't, like, it conceals, and it definitely highlights, but it's not, like, I would have to really pack it on for it to be full coverage, and so I just use it when I'm going for, like, a lighter look or whatever. So, but that, it's pretty great. I think my mom got it for me. I'm literally the lightest color of concealer. I am so pale, it's not even funny. Anyways. So, but I have the lightest color in it. If you want a reference, I am the, I think, third lightest, like, color in Fenty. Or, like, the third one if you're, like, counting, like, on a counter or whatever. That's my skin color. And so, I think that's what it is. Let me see. 1 second. I'm gonna pull out my makeup. Because I want to tell you guys the right thing. This is... Where does it say it even? I don't even know. This doesn't say the color on it. Oh, that's the primer, that's why. Because I'm stupid. I am color 120 of the Fenty foundation, if you're looking at something. Just for reference, for the concealer, because the concealer is definitely lighter than my foundation, but... and then my final favorite is actually, let me get the thing out. I don't know why I didn't have it out. It is a liquid lipstick that is from Hard Candy, which is a brand that you can literally find at like Walmart. I think they have it at like the Dollar General's here. I don't know where else they have it. It's probably like a Target, and like, I mean, I understand that there's like nicer brands at some of those places too, but like, it's not a like expensive lip color or whatever. Anyways, so it's the Hard Candy Velvet Mousse is what it's actually called. It says matte lip color. Oh, there's an... Okay. I just found another mascara. Anyways. It is the color... Dahlia. Which is like a... dark maroon-ish color. And they come in these little boxes that I'm absolutely obsessed with. That have, like, it sitting in there. And then... it has like a little mirror in the top of it, and it's just so cute. But I am obsessed with it because it literally like doesn't come off. Like, if I try to take it off, it comes off. But if I'm like eating and stuff throughout the day, like, it is very like matte. Like, it does not come off. It while I'm eating, and every once in a while I reapply just so I can keep the full color. But, and then usually I actually put a Fenty, I have the mini lipsticks that I absolutely love. I have like mini everything just because I like the smaller versions, because I will never ever use a full lipstick, like the full thing, in the time that you're supposed to throw them away. Because guys, every makeup thing has a little like jar at the bottom, and it says like usually a number, and then either like I think a W for weeks and then an M for months, and I don't think anything is years. But so like the Urban Decay setting spray, it has a little jar and it says 6M, which means 6 months. So 6 months after you open it, then you're supposed to like get rid of it because it is not good for your skin anymore. That's why I buy like minis and sample sizes of everything, because I do not wear makeup enough to be able to use all of something, and then I feel like I'm just wasting my money if I don't use all of it and then throw it away, because I'm very vigilant about throwing things away because it kind of scares me, because I don't want to get a disease on my face or something. So, but anyways, so I usually buy like sample sizes of things. But any what I was saying before that was that I usually put one of the Fenty lipsticks on underneath it that's a very close color to this, actually. It's a little more purpley. And then I put the Velvet Mousse in, what did I say, Dahlia, on top of it, and it looks great. And it stays on for at least the majority of the day. However, I don't, like, I'm not harsh on my makeup usually, but... so if you're a little bit more harsh on your makeup, like if you eat like a lot throughout the day instead of like eating like one or two meals and that's it, then it may come off more. Don't quote me on this. I just think that it's a really great lip product. So that is all of my current favorites. I hope that you guys like some of those. If you guys know how to pronounce, I still think it's Biores. I think I've heard it said like that before. If it is, let me know. Because I really need to know. Like, if I've been pronouncing it wrong this entire time, that is awful, and I'm so sorry to this brand. Also, if any of these brands casually want to sponsor me, please do. I need money. Anyways. So, those are my 5 current favorites this week. I will have a different set of 5 probably next week. By the way, all of my episodes come out on Tuesdays. But now we are going to get into all of the college stuff. So, college. First, you have to decide what colleges you want to apply to. Because if you just go and try to apply to all of the colleges in your state, even like in the country, in a couple states, it's going to be very difficult because there are a lot of different colleges. So, in this process, basically for me, I, for my entire life, wanted to go to Oklahoma State University, which I did apply to, but I wanted to have a few other options if for some reason I didn't get in. So I applied to a couple in Missouri and to, I think, 3 or 4 in Oklahoma. No, I applied to 1 in Missouri and 4 in Oklahoma. So, I did get in to all 5 colleges. However, that's not what we're talking about. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I'm just stating that for the purpose of this episode. So, in deciding where I actually wanted to apply, I had a couple different places in mind. I actually just had my last horse judging contest, but I was involved in horse judging throughout high school with our local 4-H. And if you are still in high school and don't know what 4-H is, I'm just going to tell you right now, it is the most valuable thing that I could have had going into college and having to speak to people and having to have a record of what community service I had done and what leadership I had and all kinds of stuff like that. Or if you have FFA at your school, it's an absolutely amazing thing, though that is more if you do agriculture, whereas 4-H you can do like art and music and all types of stuff with. It is not just farming and agriculture or animals or anything like that. Just so you guys know, I love 4-H with my entire being, basically, and so that will always be one of my current favorites, by the way, and I don't think it'll ever leave, but it gave me some of the most valuable skills that I now have in life. So just recommend if seeing if you can find a meeting near you if you are still in high school. But so when deciding to what colleges to apply for, I wanted a couple backups, so I did pick 3 others that were in Oklahoma other than OSU, which is Oklahoma State, not Ohio or Oregon. So I applied to Oklahoma State University, Rogers State University, NEO A&M, which is a agriculture, and I think the M stands for mechanics or mechanical or something like that, but I'm not positive. But it is a junior college, so it's only 2 years. And I also, where else did I apply? What did I say? Rogers, OSU, NEO. I applied to William Woods University, which is in Fulton, Missouri, which is actually 6 hours away from me. I made it there in 5. Don't tell the police, but we woke up a little bit later than we needed to get there because our GPS had said it was 5 hours. It wasn't. We made it in 5 hours, but we definitely sped along the way. Do not recommend that. Get up earlier or stay there the night before so it's not hard to get there in the morning. Because we still had to wake up at like 4 a.m. to get there for my appointment for my tour and to meet with everybody that day. So it was not a good situation. But so I applied to, I cannot remember the fifth place that I applied to. I'm so sorry. I just can't remember right now. But anyways, oh, I only applied to 3 colleges in Oklahoma, that's why. I also applied to Wichita State in Wichita, Kansas. I think that's where that is. I'm not positive, because if you live in certain counties in Oklahoma, you can get in-state tuition to Wichita State. So I thought that was a good idea to apply there, just because I'm not the type of person that, I'm very much the type of person that watches money and wants to make things as the least expensive as possible. And we will get definitely more into that when we talk about scholarships. But so I had gone to a college fair at our local fairgrounds, which is the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. And so just walked around and talked to a bunch of people from all of the representatives of a bunch of different colleges all over the U.S. And I had pamphlets from like everywhere. I almost applied to one in Rhode Island and a couple different places, but I just kind of decided that I didn't want to be that far away from home because I have horses and because they mean a lot to me, and it would be really difficult to take them with me, and because we don't really have the money to board them somewhere necessarily. And so I decided to stay closer to home, even if I was a little bit like, even if it was like a few hours away or whatever, it was still not like I had to literally fly home. I could just, you know, drive there. So, and it wouldn't be a huge like trip. It wouldn't take too long. So that was my first decision. And then I actually looked at a couple different private schools, and William Woods University actually is a private university. That was the only private school that I applied to, and that was because I wasn't aware that it was private when I applied. And they also have like an outstanding equestrian team, and they go and do all these different shows, and it's kind of different than how things work in Oklahoma and how the equestrian teams here do things. So I thought it was really interesting. So that was a part of the factor of me applying to that college. But so basically, I would suggest first deciding if you want to leave home for a really extended period of time, because I decided to go to Rogers State University, which is about a 35 to 40 minute drive from my house, so I can come home on the weekends. I'm not sure if I'm planning on living at home or living on campus right now. I know it's already June and school starts in August, however, I have still not decided. I think that I may live at home, but it's not a difficult drive. I'm very close to home. I still am very close to my animals, which are very important to me. I have a dog whose name is Bentley. He's a standard poodle, and he's literally the cutest thing in the world. And he's my baby. He's only two and a half now. And so it is very important to me to stay close to home, and that's why I chose to apply to the colleges that were still a reasonable distance from my house. However, they were close enough that I could drive home even on weekends if I wanted to, if I decided to live there. So, but if you're living, say I was in Oklahoma and I went to college in Florida, there would be no way that I could drive home on weekends realistically. Mostly you have to decide if you are okay with being away from your family for extended periods of time, and some people are fine with that and are that type of people, but I just have always been close to my family, especially me and my mom are very close, and I don't really like leaving her just because I guess almost 6 years ago now, my dad passed away when I was 12, and so it just brought us so much closer, and I don't really like leaving home anymore for like really long periods of time unless at least my mom is with me, because when you lose somebody like that, it just brings you so much closer to the people that you still have. Anyways, we're not gonna get into that right now. If you guys want me to do an episode on that and talk about that, just let me know and I will. I may do a whole Q&A episode too, so you guys can ask questions and things. And I will do interviews, I promise. They are coming. I have a couple people already that I have planned. So it was just really that I didn't want to be too far from home and that type of thing. And then also I had really liked the programs that they had. I was planning on going into a pre-vet program, and but I mean I wasn't completely sure, and which is really funny that I say that because Rogers State actually doesn't have a pre-vet program. However, they have a biochemical, or no, I don't remember what it's called. Maybe it's biochemical, like, studies or something. I'm not positive, but I still don't think that's what it's called. I'm completely wrong. But basically, I would be able to get the same classes as I would going into a pre-vet program at OSU or wherever else. And so that's why I was okay with that, is because they had told me that, you know, you'll still be able to get these same classes. I am actually not going into pre-vet anymore. I am going into business administration with a specific in HR management. So I'm very excited about that. Also, if you guys have a community college close to your home, I definitely recommend your junior and or senior year going and getting some of your basics out of the way, because I'm already done with my both of my comp classes that are required. I'm done with one history, and I took a introduction to sociology class, and let me tell you, that was the best class I've ever taken. But so I definitely recommend trying to get some of your basics out of the way, because I'm going to probably graduate a semester early. Actually, I might not, because I'm going for a master's. However, I could graduate with my bachelor's a semester early if I wanted to. So I definitely recommend trying to get some of your basics out of the way, and then you don't feel like you have to overload yourself or go over the minimum of full time just to get finished. But anyways, so I went to the college fair, talked to all the different representatives, talked about what majors that they had, if they had an equestrian team or a horse judging team, what the living situations were like. Do your research. Make sure that you, if you're even thinking about living there, definitely look into the dorms and like the meal plans and everything that they have on campus, and then look into if they have a major that you might be interested in. Even if you're going into college within being undecided, then definitely look into what, if something sounds interesting, you can even look at classes that they have, because there should be like a database where you can go and look up like classes. So if like gender studies sounds interesting, go and look up if they have that class at whatever university you're looking into. Or just women's studies or sociology, psychology, like anything like that. The majority of colleges are going to have classes like that. So if they interest you, it's not going to be hard to find a college that has them. I think sociology and psychology are required for a lot of courses, and so they're definitely going to have those. But if you're going in undecided, then definitely look and see if there's a major that sounds interesting, and maybe research that major and see if it actually interests you. Or you can just choose it because of other reasons. It doesn't really matter. But you can always transfer. You can always change your major. Just remember that. Like, I'm going in with this, and it may change. I'm not sure, but it might. So, right now, because this is what I'm wanting to do, but you can always change majors. You can always go in undecided. I wouldn't recommend changing your major, like, a ton of times. So, like, if you're really not sure, just go in undecided. It's not going to hurt you. And then you get to take some pretty fun classes because you don't really know what you're doing yet. And so you can kind of just take whatever you want other than your basics. Because if there's no reason you shouldn't get your basics out of the way if you're going in undecided. So, like, your math and your comp and your science and all of that stuff that you just... and your histories that you just have to get out of the way because, and I say get out of the way, sometimes they're really good classes. I had a history class and a sociology class. My sociology actually counts as an extra credit. However, it was one of the best classes that I literally ever took, and I loved my history class. My comp classes were a little rough to get through, but I'm not particularly an English type person anyways, but it still wasn't awful. They were decent classes, and I had good conversations in those classes and made friends in those classes. So definitely try to I'm saying get your basics out of the way so that you can go and study the stuff that you want to do. It's basically your last leg of high school, almost, is how I see it. Because after that, you do not have to take any, usually, depending on what major you're going into, you don't have to take all of those classes, like, every year. And so once you get out of your comp and your science and your math and all of that, then you can be done with that type of stuff and get into studying what you really want to study and what you really want to learn. So, but definitely look into majors, definitely look into living situations, look at GPS the place, look into the distance from your house, if that matters to you. And look into meal plans, look into tuition fees. There is a website that is called, I will look at it right now. There's a website that's called Rate My Professor that you can actually look at once you get into college. That is a great tool. However, there is another website, I don't have it written down. But I'm sure you can, if you Google, like, college rating or something like that, then you can find this website. So basically it will give you from an A to an F scale of, and like an A+, A-, all of that, of what your college is rated by students and by faculty and all of that, so you can get more of an idea. Don't let that affect your decision completely, because somebody may hate the experience that they had there, but you may love it. So, but definitely, Rate My Professor also has where you can just look up the college and see if there's any reviews on the college. So if there is any, I definitely recommend reading them, because they could be a great tool in trying to decide things. And if you have a choice of... my freshman year, they made us make our schedule with someone. I don't know if that's like all colleges, but that's what Rogers did. And so I didn't really get a ton of choice on what professor I had. But once you do, definitely look up your professors before you try to get in the class. So I'm kind of going off on little tangents here, and I'm really sorry about that, but I hope this is still interesting to listen to. So basically, I just did my research and found what I wanted and applied there. And like I said, I applied to 5 different colleges. I almost applied to 7 and then decided the other 2 that I didn't want to. But so there is actually one that's approximately 15 minutes from my house that I was going to apply to. However, it is a private university and I didn't want that. And also keep in mind that if you do apply to private universities, they are always more expensive. If you apply to junior colleges, they more than likely are less expensive, even with dorms. And some private universities, like William Woods, require you to stay on campus the entire time that you're in school there, and so also keep that in mind if you're okay with that. And definitely try to meet at least one professor while if you tour campuses. I definitely recommend touring at least the majority of the campuses that you, when it comes down to your more final decisions, the campuses that you think that you want to be on. I actually didn't tour OSU this year. However, I have toured it 3 times in the past, and I go there. I've been there the past 2 summers, and I'm also going this summer in a few weeks, and I stay on campus for 3 days, so I know the campus and I have a feel for the campus, and so I didn't feel the need to tour. But I did tour all but Wichita State. So I definitely think that you should tour and try meeting with a professor when you go, even if it's just some random professor that's like psychology or sociology or whatever it is. I just keep mentioning those because they're the first ones that pop into my head. I'm not sure why. But meet with somebody that you think is going to interest you, or meet with a professor in the major that you're going into, because they can always give you an idea of what you're kind of getting yourself into, I guess, and just kind of how the environment runs and all of that type of stuff. So that was actually definitely a deciding factor in a couple different of my experiences. I'm not going to say specific schools or professors on those, but I had one very, I don't want to say bad, but not great experience with a professor, and basically trying to tell me that there was no other choice, that I had to go to college there, and was very braggy about everything that he had, I guess, accomplished, you would say, in the past. And was telling me that if I passed up the opportunity to be in his class, that I was making a mistake or whatever. And my mom was sitting there with me, and but it was, and we were trying to be polite, but it was just not a good experience. And so I definitely recommend, it was a deciding factor. It was not the why I made the entire decision. However, it helped me definitely decide that I didn't want to go there. So definitely try to meet with a professor. Definitely, like, do everything you can to get as much of the environment. If you can, see if, do not go on a tour during finals, because you won't get a tour with a student, because they hire students to give tours. But if you go during finals week, they're also jam-packed and trying to study, that you will get a tour from some, like, person in recruiting or whatever. And which I had to do with one of my tours, which was okay, but I definitely would have liked it if a student had given me the tour, because they can tell you their favorite places to eat, how they liked the dorms, and like how the environment is, what places people hang out, stuff like that. Also, definitely before you go on tours, prepare not necessarily an actual list, but kind of just like little points in your head that you want to like ask questions if they don't hit on these points, so that you know that you're getting the most information that you can out of these people, because that is what they are there for. Use them to your full advantage and make sure that you get as much information out of them as you possibly can. Also, if you can schedule like a private tour and not a group tour, I definitely think that that's a better situation. Now, if you're like going with a friend or whatever, then that's fine. It's technically like a group tour because it's just you and your friend, or you and a couple of friends even. But I definitely recommend doing like private tours with you and like one other person, or maybe even two if both of your parents want to come or something, because I just think you get a better feel for the campus and you can kind of like almost do what you want walking around campus and stuff. So I always just think it's a better situation. I've been on a group tour before, and it was, one, not as fun, and two, I didn't get to really look around because we were just trying to move through everything. So, and on a private tour, they kind of, they do keep you moving, but you can kind of look around more at things that you want to, or ask, and you can ask more questions. For me, I'm just a lot more comfortable when I'm not around people to ask a lot more questions. And so, and if they offer you to eat in one of the dining halls, do it, because you will figure out if the food there is good or not. And honestly, I don't know if you guys are like the type of people that's like, I cannot handle like school lunchroom food usually. And so like, I would always drive off campus to go get lunch. But so, and most colleges have like good dining hall food. However, there's a few that don't. So if they give you the opportunity to eat in the dining hall, I definitely suggest it, just so you can try to start figuring out the feel of things. People will probably be in there. They'll be in groups. Usually you sit with whoever you came with, and then a student or whoever is giving you your tour sometimes. At one of the universities, I had one person do the first half of the tour, and then another person came and got us from after talking to a professor and took us to lunch, and he sat with us, and then we did another part of the tour. So, and definitely look at the weather before you go to on your tours, guys. Definitely, definitely, because we went in like, I think November or something, and it was 70 here, and it was literally like almost 30 degrees where we went, and it was kind of scary. Luckily, we had packed coats and things, but it was a lot colder than I thought that it was going to be. And so definitely check the weather in whatever your city you're going to, like the night before or whatever, just so you know how to dress accordingly. Because that was a grave mistake that we had made, and I was freezing the entire time. So, but that's how I decided what colleges to apply for. Make sure you check also application fees and things like that. There was a couple places that I didn't apply because I didn't want to pay their huge application fee. And a lot of them, though, will let you fill out the application and then pay the application fee later, just to basically make it, like, to make it be in their system or whatever. And, but there is a lot of universities now that are actually going away from application fees or are lessening them significantly. And so, because high schoolers don't really have a lot of money, and usually, unless you come from a wealthy family, which is, I'm not saying is a bad thing, and that is absolutely wonderful for you, but I definitely am not, we are not wealthy, and so it was really hard for me trying to do application fees and things when we had other things that we needed to use that money for. I think there was only one university that I actually had to pay the application fee, and I actually think that was Oklahoma State. But, and it, theirs isn't like huge, but there's some places that have a lot higher application fees, and it's kind of scary because it's like, I don't even know if I'm gonna get into this college and like what's gonna be going on. Also, I definitely recommend if you have your email and like they're sending you acceptance letters or whatever through your email, try not to look at them, because like, yeah, it's exciting or whatever, but I absolutely hated seeing that I got accepted and then a week later getting something in the mail saying I was accepted. Like, I much rather would have just gotten the thing in the mail and been excited from that. But, and like, some universities don't email you that you got accepted until like 2 weeks after they send you the actual thing. Like OSU, I got a card, and Rogers actually just emailed me and then sent me like a paper letter, and that was it. But and then I got like a few like different little almost like trinket type things from different places, so saying that I was accepted. And I love those so much more than email. So if you're that type of person, I definitely recommend trying to stay out of those emails, because usually it'll just on the line, it won't say if you got accepted. So as long as you don't click on it, it should be fine. But sometimes they do, and I understand like seeing things or whatever. But so, okay, next topic. I'm going to try to get away from applying to colleges now and get into scholarships, which first thing that I'm going to say is apply for scholarships as early as possible and apply for as many as you possibly can, because no matter how much money you have or how much you can get in financial aid, also always fill out FAFSA. It is a great tool, but definitely apply as early as you can for scholarships and apply to as many scholarships as you possibly can, because no matter how much money you have, that's just, scholarships are basically just money you don't have to spend of your own money you don't have to spend. I don't know if I said that right. Anyways, so then you don't have to spend your own money on college, you just spend the scholarships, or you don't have to spend as much of your own money, and it is just a lot easier. Then you can save that money or use it for something else, and you don't have to worry about tuition and making payments on that and stuff. So there are a couple different websites. Do not pay for any subscriptions to scholarship websites. I do not care how much you want to get those scholarships. They are the stupidest thing that I have ever seen. They are charging you money basically for nothing. I got, I canceled my membership to one, and they still charged me $60, which is absolutely insane when I wasn't using the service and I didn't get it for the next month, which is what they charged for. And so we had a whole dispute or whatever, but do not pay for scholarship services. There is a website called FastWeb, I think. Scholarships, I think that's what it's called. You could probably Google it. But, and it is a really great website that does not charge you and shows you a ton of different scholarships that you can apply for. You put in your information and it matches you to scholarships, basically. So that you can apply for, and there is a ton out there that don't have essays, and it's almost like a drawing type thing. But definitely apply for as many scholarships as you possibly can, and also look into scholarships that the university has and all of that stuff, because if you don't, then you're gonna have to pay for it out of pocket, and it's just not probably gonna be a good situation. Some of you can afford it. I cannot for sure. not to talk about like financial stuff like crazy, but it just, like, if I didn't have the scholarships that I have, I probably wouldn't be able to go to college. I'm not, like, well off or anything, and, like, I have things still, but I definitely budget my money so that I can have the things that I want to have. But definitely make sure, and also, just a recommendation real quick, get on a budgeting plan before you go into college. So, like, your senior year of high school or whatever, or whenever you get a job, make a budgeting plan so that you can pay for the things that you need to pay for. Like, I have a car payment, I have to pay my insurance, and then I like to pay for makeup every once in a while, or clothes, and go shopping, and like all of this stuff. But make a plan for budgeting, and so that you know what your bills are, you know when they come out of your account, and start now and start saving now so that in the future you don't have to do that. It'll just be easier if you start now and get on the right track instead of having to almost backpedal in the future. So just definitely recommend stay in touch with your financial aid counselor. Just make sure that you have enough to cover things. If you are of Indian descent, definitely look on their websites. Some of them are a little bit confusing, but sometimes it says like higher education, or some of them just say college, but or university or whatever. Look and see if they have scholarships, because I get $125 per credit hour that I take in each semester, basically. And so, and they just, like, send you a card or whatever, and you can pay it with that. So that will cover part of your, like, tuition. So, definitely look into that, and then, like I said, get as many scholarships as you possibly can. So, but that's basically all I have to say about scholarships. Essays, definitely try to go into the emotional stuff, because they like seeing that. If you can make somebody feel sorry for you, definitely do it, because that's how you get scholarships. I know it sounds weird saying that, but, like, it really is. Like, if they feel sorry for you, then they're gonna be more likely to give you the scholarship. Or if you had like a struggle in your life, that something happened and you came back from it and you still did whatever you did, then definitely write about that if you can, because some scholarship essays have to be like about certain things or whatever. But and also, I did not have to write an essay for the admission on any of my college applications, just so you guys know. But so make sure that you talk about something that's kind of like more like emotional, or is like almost like a comeback story if you can, because the more that you make people like feel for you and almost like connect to you, the more likely they're going to be to give you a scholarship. Okay, we're gonna get through this, I promise. So also, guys, remember to follow my Instagram. It is just Girl Boss Life Podcast, just like all one word. It doesn't have any periods or underscores or anything in it. So make sure you go follow that to get the link and to get updates on when the podcast goes live. And please, please, please follow and share with your friends, because we can't do swipe up until I get to 10,000, which is really upsetting, but we can't, so you're gonna have to click links. But I will definitely post when this goes up on Spotify today. But so the last thing, or not the last thing, second to last thing that I want to talk about is the college experience that I had so far. Like I said earlier, I did classes my senior year of high school, I took college classes at TCC, which is like 6 minutes from my house. But so basically I took my comp one, my comp two, a history, and my sociology. And I just really enjoyed like getting those out of the way and kind of almost being in more of a college environment without having to actually like be at college. I actually could have taken concurrent classes at Rogers too if I really wanted to. However, I would have had to pay for those. So a lot of the times you won't have to pay for your actual tuition. So instead of me having to pay $800 for taking the classes that I did each semester, I only had to pay $200. So it wasn't, because I just had to pay for fees, because a lot of the time if you have a high school that's really close to a community college, or sometimes even universities offer concurrent classes if there's a high school nearby, you can get a waiver for your tuition so that you don't actually have to pay your tuition. So that's what I did, and it was honestly the best choice that I've ever made, because I literally got one full-time semester of classes for $400, basically, which is very cheap if you do not know. So if I had done that without the waiver, it would have been $1,600. And sometimes look into it, but sometimes high schools offer, if you want to go to a community college, which is not a bad thing, if you need to save money or want to save money, and especially if you are undecided, I definitely recommend going to a community college because they are cheaper, because they don't usually have dorms on campus, and so you're not living there anyways, and tuition and fees are cheaper. It's a lot smaller of a community, and so you kind of get a college feel without being in like a big university or anything, and there's still like activities and clubs and all of that stuff. So I definitely recommend that if some of you are trying to save money, or if you just want to stay really close to home, or if you just want to get basics out of the way, whatever you feel like doing. But so a lot of universities, if you do like community service, then they will give you a tuition waiver, or even sometimes pay all of your fees as well. So that is a great thing. Like here we have Tulsa Achieves, which I think is a $1,200 scholarship. So for a full-time student, but you have to have a certain number of community service hours. Which you can find local businesses that need help. You can go to animal shelters or like nursing homes. Always, you can go decorate doors at nursing homes, and like there's all types of things that you can go do as community service. You can help with a fundraiser that qualifies as community service. At least through 4-H it does. I'm not sure if there's different guidelines or anything. But so basically if you're not being paid to be there, then it can be community service, in my opinion. And you're helping somebody and you're actually like serving or doing something for someone, basically. But it is a great experience. I loved going to TCC. I just wanted to go to a larger university so that I could really, really get started with my major. And sometimes community colleges, you can actually stay there for a few years and get a full degree. They have a vet tech program at TCC. They have a couple different programs that you can actually go into and take all of your classes at a community college. And do not let anybody tell you that it is not okay for you to go to community college, because it is perfectly okay. Yes, it's easier to get into because they accept a lot more people. However, the class sizes are more than likely going to be smaller, so if you like that, then that is definitely something to factor into your decision. And it's cheaper. And if you want to save money, or even if you have enough money to go to a university or have enough scholarships or whatever, even if you just want to save money, then go to a community college. It's not going to hurt anybody. You're getting the same quality of education as you would somewhere else. It's not like it's any less of a thing. Do not let somebody tell you not to go to a community college because you're not going to get a quality education. Because that's just not true. This is going to go over an hour and I didn't want it to, but it's okay. So, I think I'm not going to go into my last point because it just popped up a thing warning me that the maximum time is 60 minutes. Watch the clock. Anyways, so my last point was just living on campus versus not. Basically, I was just going to say it's really just your decision of if you how close you want to be to your family, if you have animals, just things like that. If you have a job already, if it's close to your house, then it may be better if you're living at home so you don't have to drive back basically to your house. If you're living on campus, it is definitely more of like a college type environment, I think, and you, I think, get a lot more use of the resources that are there than you do if you're living off campus. But I will definitely go more into that if I can find a house or apartment in Claremore, which is what I really want to do. And I will have a whole episode on house/apartment hunting and prices around here and things like that. But so that is my last topic. By the way, just so you guys know, when I'm talking about my last topic, I basically have bullet points of things that I want to talk about, and so that's why I'm saying that. Like, hopefully it doesn't sound weird. But so that is my last thing. I hope you guys had fun listening to this. I hope it was informational. I will definitely have some more like fun, like lighter topics, I guess you could say. I just really wanted to get into this today because I thought it was a really good topic and something that people were needing going into their senior year, since it is June and some people are starting to think about applying for colleges. That's something I didn't talk about. I started applying to colleges in August of my senior year. So the first month of my senior year, I started applying to colleges, but that is because I had already decided what colleges I wanted to apply to and how close I wanted to stay, and I had been researching colleges. I'm just that type of person. I had been researching colleges since my freshman year, so it was just kind of not difficult for me to do that. But you definitely don't need to get early admittance to get into a school. I know people that applied before their like early bird deadline or whatever at OSU and didn't even get notified that they got in until after I did. So just so you know, you do not have to do that. I just like to kind of be ahead of the game most of the time because it makes me less anxious. But anyways, that was definitely my last point. I am going to end this here, and I will talk to you guys. Oh, next week we are going to be talking about dating and Tinder and Bumble and Snapchat, because I think that is a very interesting topic, and how we all use, I guess, just social media in general to find people to have relationships with now, which I find so strange, and I'm not positive if I like it yet or not. So we're going to be talking about that next week, and I may bring a guest on. We'll have to see if she can make it next week. But anyways, I will talk to you guys next Tuesday, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.